Good Monday morning, and you know what that means. It's our friend from the Breckenridge School District, Brad Strand, coming in to hang out with us. Want to start with congratulations to the graduating class of 2022 from Jody and staff at Breckenridge Drug. Remember to check out graduation decor and gift ideas for the graduate at Breckenridge Drug. Remember, all graduation cards are $199 or less, including a large section of money cards. Breckenridge Drug has a selection of half-price scrapbooking supplies, including albums and stickers, as well as picture boards. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Congratulations, class of 2022, from Jody and staff at Breckenridge Drug. Brad, how's it going this morning?
Right around the corner. Right around the corner is graduation, so it's perfect timing to head up to Breckenridge Drug and find some cards for those graduates. Open house announcements are coming in the mail right now, so we'll talk about graduation a different time, but just remember to get up to that Breckenridge Drug and support them.
Exactly. And before we start, I do want to say you had a graduation this past week. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, my middle daughter, Bailey, she picked up her third degree from up at University of North Dakota. She got her doctorate in physical therapy. So that was a fun Friday night for mom and dad to hood her, and then Saturday to see her graduate with her 50 classmates.
That's incredible. Congratulations to Dr. Strand. Is that what it would
be now? I guess she is. She doesn't really want to be known as Dr. Strand, but she does have a doctorate now.
Love to see it. All right. What do you got for me this Monday morning?
Well, you know, there's a ton of stuff. But I'm going to first start off with just a shout out and a thank you to all of the businesses that came to our career fair on Friday. I just thought it was a huge success. I had a chance to visit with a number of you that were there, and I think I haven't had a chance to follow up with kids yet. I'm sure Mr. Peterson has followed up with some kids and the teachers have, but what an opportunity for all of our 7th through 12th graders to hear from so many experts in the Breckenridge and surrounding communities on what they do and maybe what their passion is, and maybe get some of our kids excited about a certain career track. So I thought it was a huge success, so big shout out and thank you to all the businesses that took time off from their day to come up and share with our kids. I'd also like to have a shout out to Mr. Stan Goldaddy for the running the NHS banquet last night. It was just Sunday night. You know, their four pillars are scholarship, character, leadership, and service, and I think they had, I don't know how many inductees last night, but it was well done, and we've got some kids that we need to make sure we recognize them as well. Sometimes we just think about, you know, the starting pitcher on the baseball team, and sometimes that starting pitcher is also in the NHS. But what a great society that we have there, and led by Mr. Stan Goldaddy. Tonight we have student showcase night from 5 o'clock to 8:30. I talked about great speeches last week, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of those great speeches will be happening throughout the evening, among a lot of other things that the kids have been working on throughout the year. So it's a chance for them to kind of share some of their projects that they've done, and that's 5 o'clock to 8:30 tonight. Mr. Peterson and I are going to be grilling up some hot dogs.
Ooh.
So it's a free will dinner, so come hungry, have some hot dogs, and I don't know what else will be served, but 5 o'clock to 8:30 tonight. Other things going on, so let's talk about sports. Well, one more extracurricular, and that is music. Our 5th through 8th grade will have their concert on Wednesday evening, and Wednesday is also a big day, as well as there's a school board meeting that day, among other things. But tonight, even though the weather's great, and I know Mr. Fredrickson's worked hard at getting some of these things rescheduled, so we do have a softball game moved up because of that showcase tonight with USA, Upsala-Swanville area, and that's at 3 o'clock. That's on the home field right behind the school. Both golf teams, the boys are at Perham today during the day, and the girls are at Barnesville at Willow Creek. And our junior high track is going to run over to Barnesville as well. Tomorrow, boy, a lot going on as well. Baseball doubleheader. They're going to be playing Holly Nuggets, and that's in Breckenridge. The girls softball team has got a doubleheader, I think, with Frazee at Frazee. Track and field, HOL meet at DGF. So that's always a big deal to try to get yourself into that all-conference rank. Junior high is at ROTSE. Wednesday, I already mentioned that concert. Thursday, our girls' golf is going to be at Bois du Sault with multiple teams, kind of an invitational. Baseball, our varsity, this is interesting. Our JV is going to be at home, I believe, with Wheaton, and our varsity is going to travel to Wheaton. Softball, they are where? They're at Central Cass. Junior high track is in Fergus. Varsity track is in Ada, trying to get in some meets. Friday, baseball doubleheader with Frazee. Oh, we got softball also. Hey, softball's got doubleheader at Perham.
And yeah,
junior high baseball's
at
Underwood. So I don't know how Mr. Fredrickson keeps all of that straight. But as always, you know, we do a great job talking about it in the fall with volleyball, football, cross country, all of the fall sports, how well our community supports us throughout the winter. Spring, You know, I know it's a busy time for some. It's just awesome to see tractors moving the wheels right now and getting out in those fields and getting that smell of fresh dirt, right, and hearing the birds chirping. So let's hope that this weather can hold this week and we can get all those things in.
Feels like spring.
Feels like spring is right.
Thanks so much for coming in, Brad.
You bet. Thank you.
More great music coming up right now on The Voice of the Valley, KBMW.